Bantam Audio Publishing presents Down the Poganip Trail, adapted from the short story by Louis L'Amour.
Tell you, it's not open for discussion.
But, Daddy...
Now, hush up, both of you, and eat some supper. We got company.
Can you pass those potatoes over here?
Yeah. Company. I hope that meant me, but I suspected it was Kurt Savath, who'd recently taken over the general store from his father. I'd noticed the sheriff had taken a liking to him and his money, and was trying to get his daughter, Jill, just as interested. Myself, well, I'd been a guest at the Bates Sunday afternoon suppers for too long to be thought of as company. Someday I hoped I might be family, but every time I glanced at Sheriff Bates, I knew I had only two chances of getting him to let Jill marry me. Slim and none.
Don't I have any say in it at all?
Not on that point.
I've told you both Sunday supper is not the time to get into this.
With all due respect, ma'am, I understand the sheriff's concern. She's his only daughter and naturally wants to see her taken care of.
Exactly.
Well, if you want my opinion, I think if two people love each other, the rest can be managed.
Jeff Curlin, you stay out of this.
Jeff's right, Mama.
Hush up, Jill, and pass your father those potatoes.
Love's great, but a man has to have means to support a wife.
You mean like a steady job?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, what about building something up from nothing like Jeff is? He's trying awfully hard. It's got to pay off.
Good intentions won't keep a roof over your head.
Jeff's built his...